Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Hi, this is Todd Tomasella, and I want to talk to you today about getting acquainted with God. We pray that the Lord would open the eyes of our understanding during this time, that we may understand Him and His truth just a little bit better. As Paul prayed there in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 19, we also parch today that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward, who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Father, we thank you for finding us, for saving us, for bringing us into your eternal family. We love you. We give you thanks for that, Holy Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Job chapter 22, beginning in verse 21, the Bible says, "Acquaint now." First of all, I want to encourage you, if at all possible, that you can open your Bible and study this with me so that you can be resourceful and learn of the Lord right from His own precepts. I love Isaiah 34:16. It says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read." Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Also Revelation 1:3, "Blessed is he that readeth." There's a real blessing that comes from reading God's Word. Not only do we read, we study, but it starts with reading. "Acquaint now thyself," Job 22:21. Job 22:21. And by the way, if you'll get pencil and paper out and jot down every scripture reference that's mentioned today, because we won't be turning to every reference, but there'll be several, and we're not going to reference these verses and tell you the reference just so you can think that we have Bible knowledge. That's not our intention at all, my friend. But in order for you to be a student of the Word and a Berean believer who searches the Scriptures for yourself with all readiness of mind, in order that you may compare what's being said today to what you see in the Scriptures as the Holy Spirit is teaching you. A Berean believer, we get that terminology from Acts 17, verse 11. Paul had just left Thessalonica, a city, and he went into a city called Berea, B-E-R-E-A. And it's a really interesting, very important verse here. And it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received," these Berean believers, and verse 10, he said they had gone into Berea. Anyway, "they received," verse 11, "the word with all readiness of mind." They were eager and hungry, if you will, for the word. Jesus said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Matthew 5:6. It's extremely important that God sees that we're hungry and that we are hungry for more of Him. Also, it says in 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes," or as Christians, "desire the sincere," the pure milk of the Word. Desire the sincere milk of the Word. And then the Bible talks about the meat of the Word. After we get to going on the milk, then God will help us graduate onto the deeper truths of His Word. Notice, the Bible instructs us to desire the sincere milk of the Word. First of all, if we're truly born again, we should desire that our hearts be fed with God's spiritual nourishment. You see, just as we eat 2 or 3 times a day, or 3 or 4 or 5 times a day for some of us, we feed our physical bodies very well, but our spirit, if you will, and our soul, they need to be fed and transformed and washed by the Word of God and nutrified, if you will. If we starve our physical body, eventually it will die. If that's a natural analogy, if we starve our spirit, we do not feed our hearts with the pure milk of the Word, not junk food, but with the pure milk of the Word. And that's why I read the King James Bible, friend, because it's the pure, unadulterated Bible that God gave us in the English language. Now, if you would like to do a little bit more study on your own on that, we have a button, one of our main buttons at the top of the page at safeguardyoursoul.com will be Bible versions. Feel free, that might be a good place for you to start as far as embarking on the question of whether or not there are differences in the Bible versions. Are there or are there not? I found it to be something well worth investigating. There's several charts on there comparing the verses in each version or some of the versions, and whether you draw your conclusion one way different than me or not doesn't necessarily separate us in fellowship. But that is an important matter, because the Bible says every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. And then if you add to the Word of God, he will be found a liar. Proverbs 30 verse 5 and 6. Also, right at the end of the whole Bible, the Bible says if you add to or take away from the Holy Scriptures, you are under the curse of Revelation, which includes the lake of fire. So in my estimation, this is a very important topic, and I encourage you to study that. Again, go to safeguardyoursoul.com and click on Bible versions. So we are looking at Job 22, beginning in verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Notice, acquaint now thyself with him. While we know God, there's always more. Paul said he had not yet apprehended, but this one thing he did. He pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and that was to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. All this because he wanted the Lord. That was his heart cry. And that's the heart cry of every true disciple of Jesus Christ, is to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, and to be made conformable unto Christ and unto his death. And that's found in Philippians 3, 10 through 13. I just quoted there for you. Philippians 3, 10 through actually 14. That's the goal that we press toward. We press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now let me interject something here, friend, before we get started here. There are two kinds of people that claim to be Christian today. And we see here in Proverbs 15, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. It's easy to go down the wide road that leads to destruction. All you got to do is follow modern religion and you're going to go straight down the wide road that leads to destruction into eternal damnation. Taking the easy way out. It's basically having a form or a formula of godliness, but denying the reign of Jesus Christ, the power, the authority of Jesus Christ's reign in your own personal life. 2 Timothy 3, 5. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 through actually about verse 13, you're going to see a menu or the characteristics of those who will claim to know the Lord and actually have a form of godliness, but deny the lordship of Jesus Christ, the power or the authority of Jesus Christ to reign in their lives. And they're free to do that, but it's going to end up in eternal damnation for them also. This is part those that are going down the wide road that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. But Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. But narrow is the way. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. And those few are those we see here in Proverbs 15, 31. The ear that heareth the reproof. That has to do with correction and bringing your darkness to light. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. I don't know about you, beloved, but I want to be with the remnant of God, the true disciples of Jesus Christ, that are hearkening unto His truth and conforming to it and allowing it to break them, instead of trying to manipulate God and make a God in your own image, and that one that fits your lifestyle without any change, any anybody who is doing that and wanting God to fit into their lifestyle and going to a church or listening to some of these guys on TV, these Pied Pipers of the self life, beloved, they are going down the wide road that leads to destruction. We've got to be those who are teachable, that cry out to God to probe the depths of our being, to give us hearts of flesh, take away all stony places in our hearts. Ezekiel 36:26. To take away all stony places in our hearts and to cry out to God to change us and to transform us. Here I am, Lord, as Isaiah said, here I am. And all the things David said, to search me, O God, know my heart, try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me. In Psalm 51, purge me, cleanse me, etc. So let's keep that in mind as we embark on a little study of a few verses here in the book of Job about acquainting ourselves with God. Now, the first time somebody shared this verse with me a few years ago, Job 22:21, I've got to tell you that on a personal level, I was a little bit taken back. I think I had some pride in my heart that didn't like somebody sharing with me that I needed to get acquainted with God. It made me examine myself. I'm glad this fella gave me this reference to go study. Acquaint now thyself with God. Even if we know God, and especially if we know God, we can get to know Him better. We can increase in the knowledge of God, as we read in the New Testament. Increasing in the knowledge of God. I can't remember the reference on that one at the moment, but you can look it up. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Job 22:22. Receive, I pray thee, the law or the word from His mouth, and lay up His words in thine heart. I love that. Receive, I pray thee, the law from His mouth. Receive the word of God. Straight from His mouth, the pure word of God, straight from His mouth. Jesus said, man shall not live or have life by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Luke 4:4. Man will not have spiritual life by bread or physical things or money alone. That pertains to the physical life, actually. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The only way to have spiritual life is to have it by the words of God, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And at the end of this verse, it says that we're to lay up His words in our hearts. I love Proverbs 4:4. It says, let thine heart retain my words. Let thine heart retain my words. And speaking of the word of God, in Proverbs 3:3, it says, let not mercy and truth, the word is truth, forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And it goes on. But you see, when we hearken to God's word and let it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Psalm 119:105, God's word, not my words, not a modern day supposed evangelical leader of movement's words or some man's book, but God's word is what we're to write upon the table of our hearts, to bind them upon our necks, about our necks. In that way, we'll be able to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, because we're getting His counsel directly from Him and not lean to our own understanding. When we get into the word gets into us and begins to circumcise our hearts. It begins to divide between soul and spirit. It begins to wash us. Scripture speaks in Ephesians 5:26, speaks of the washing of water by the word. That's what the true remnant church is doing right now. It's being washed. It's washing its heart, if you will, the bride of Christ, with the water of His word. The true remnant of God will not hearken to another shepherd. We are His sheep. We hear His voice. His kingdom is not of this world, and we're going to hear His truth. Everyone that is of the truth, Jesus said, heareth my voice. Everyone, I believe that's John 8:36 and 37. My kingdom is not of this world. And verse 37, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Are you of the truth? Do you gain your truth? Do you bring in the truth? Himself, Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And His written word, John 17:17, Jesus said to the Father, He prayed, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. I love what He said in John 8:47. Jesus says that he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. John 8:47. Extremely important verse. Notice that He spoke of those who knew God, those those who were, quote, of God, unquote, and those who were, quote, not of God, unquote. You should go in your Bible in John 8:47 and bracket or underline those two terms because they're very important. Now, who did he say was of God? He that heareth God's words. Those are the ones that are of God. If people aren't receiving the Word of God, I'm not going to argue with them. They made a decision to defy God, not me. They've made a decision to be in unbelief. And unbelief will damn the soul. Jesus said, he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:16. And it warns believers not to be hardened to the deceitfulness of sin and to unbelief there in Hebrews 3:12-15. And to mix, Hebrews 4:2, we're exhorted to mix the Word of God with faith. It does not profit us if we don't. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is the reward of those who diligently seek Him. And how do we increase our faith? One way that faith is increased is found in Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. When you get in the Word begins to circumcise your heart so that you can hear God. I don't know about you, but I think God wants to purge out of my heart. And he does that through his word, through the sword of his word. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us why God gave us his word. For four reasons. For doctrine. For correction. See, God can bring correction. There came a point in my Christian life that I decided I was going to know God for myself. I wasn't going to go off of another man's testimony or some belief system of mere men. It began to and has continually never ceased to increase my appreciation to the Lord that He gave us His Word in tangible form, so that we could know Him and the certainty of the words of truth. That's a term we find in Proverbs 22:17-21. Proverbs 22:17-21. So in order to get acquainted with God here in our central text here in Job 22, we have to receive, 22:22 of Job, receive the law of God, the word of God that comes from His mouth, and lay up His words in our hearts. To lay up His words in our hearts. That's the first thing he says about getting acquainted with God. Verse 23, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Notice, the word return is many times interchangeable with repent. Think about it. It's very simple. Return. Now, you turn to the Lord. We see in Acts 2:40, they turned to the Lord. I believe it's Acts 2:40. And turned themselves away from this untoward generation. God brought us into His kingdom, and He blessed us with the opportunity and the grace to turn to Him. But we have to continually turn to Him and direct our affections upon the one who made us, even the Ancient of Days. So to turn again, that's what return. Turn again. That's what it means. Turn again to the Lord. Doesn't mean you don't know Him. Doesn't mean you aren't acquainted with Him. But we've got to continually turn ourselves and our hearts to the Lord and set our affection on things above, not on the things of the earth, where Christ reigns at the right hand of the Father. Colossians 3:1-4. So Job 22:23, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. In Hosea 14:1, God exhorts His own people to return to Him and bring words of repentance to Him and come before Him, and how He would abundantly pardon them. Isn't that a blessing to know that God is not against us, He's for us? Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against you? Verse 32, he that spared not His own Son, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things, including cleansing from our sins? Friend, if you've got a sin you haven't confessed and turned to God about, I got a little secret to let you in on, first of all, and that's that nothing that you've done in your heart and your thoughts and your actions is hidden from the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. The eyes of the Lord, the Scripture says, Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. There's nothing hidden from His sight. Hebrews 4:13. So, a little bit of a secret I want to let you in on is this, that God already knows your sin. And like Peter, He didn't throw Peter away. He said, when you're converted, go strengthen your brothers. Even before Peter had fallen and repented, Jesus said, when when you're converted, when I bring you back and restore you, go strengthen your brothers. I don't know about you, but that gives me a lot of hope. Psalm 86, speaking of sin and how God looks at it. Now, sin is an offense toward God. It's defined only by what the Lord says in his offense to him in the scriptures, which is not necessarily something we're going to go into at the moment. Psalm 86, 5, these two verses, verse 5 and 15, absolutely changed my life and changed my view of God, which is something that continues to be an unveiling revelation to all of us. And it's through his word that we get acquainted with him and learn his attributes, learn his ways, learn his desires, learn his will for our lives and what his instructions are so that we can fully please him. Notice Psalm 86, 5, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. I love that. He's ready to forgive. Now, God could have said anything he wanted right there, but he didn't say he was ready to judge. He said he's ready to forgive. He didn't say he's ready to condemn you. No, he's ready to forgive. There's a couple of verses in the New Testament that I want to make you aware of. I want to ask you to write these down, reference them, and go and memorize them.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.